The legislative committee charged with developing regulations for the sale of recreational marijuana in Maine has voted to extend a moratorium on the adult use market until mid-April. Steve Missler has details.
The moratorium that's been in place since last year has had little practical effect on the marijuana law voters approved back in 2016. That's because Republican Governor Paul LePage vetoed a bill last fall that would have established licensing standards for the purchase and sale of marijuana. Nevertheless, lawmakers on the Marijuana Implementation Committee voted Friday to extend the moratorium, which expires on February 1st, to April 18th. Without a moratorium on sales, some fear the public will be confused into thinking that it's okay to proceed with retail business plans. Committee Chairwoman Teresa Peirce, a Democrat from Falmouth, says the moratorium has the dual effect of reminding the public that the adult use market is still offline, while also encouraging lawmakers to continue drafting a bill to get it up and running.
This is a simple bill that addresses it. It keeps the pressure on us to do our work, to establish good policy.
Peirce and others thought they'd achieve good policy after spending 9 months crafting a bill last year, but the LePage administration largely excluded itself from the process, and the governor vetoed the bill. Lawmakers on the committee are now trying to craft a second proposal, with an eye toward getting a veto-proof majority in the legislature, or, potentially, the governor's signature. But recreational marijuana advocates, including David Boyer, who helped lead the 2016 ballot initiative, worry that the committee is negotiating with itself, and that its work will be in vain.
To be perfectly frank, we're starting to even wonder if it's, you know, worth doing anything this session. If 2018 is just a lost year, why try to appease a governor that's not going to support anything that this committee...
Again, we're not going to reference anyone else other than the work at this committee, so thank you.
Peirce cut off Boyer during his testimony before the committee, saying he wasn't allowed to speculate about the governor. But Boyer isn't the only one who wonders if the effort to create regulations for an adult-use market is a fantasy that won't be realized until after LePage leaves office next year. Democratic Representative Lydia Bloom of York worries that the administration will be less inclined to negotiate if the moratorium is extended.
I just see that what we have done here as a committee, though, is that we have extended the moratoriums and that, therefore, have extended the inaction of the executive branch to do the work that they need to do. If we didn't extend this moratorium, would it help them write rules?
Ultimately, Bloom joined her colleagues on the committee in unanimously backing the moratorium extension. The proposal now goes to the full legislature for votes that are likely to take place next week. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.